This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri lawmakers have sought to overhaul rules over their behavior for years with mixed success. But these efforts are getting a higher profile after Governor Eric Greitens made cleaning up Missouri politics a priority. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum checks in on what the Republican governor wants to do and whether it will actually improve the Capitol culture.
If Missourians were near a television over the past year, they probably caught wind of how Eric Greitens wanted to overhaul the ethical culture in Jefferson City. His advertisements weren't exactly a study in subtlety.
For too long, Missouri's been run by career politicians, owned by corrupt consultants, high-paid lobbyists, and special interests. While they get rich, Missourians are hurting.
Now that Greitens is governor, he can't just rely on rhetorical flourishes to get his words translated into laws. Instead, Greitens will need to depend on some of the politicians he derided in those ads. So after he ascended the dais at his first State of the State address earlier this month, Greitens made it clear to the state's elected officials that ethics would be a top priority for his administration.
Too many good, strong public servants have come here only to see the will of the people obstructed and too often corrupted by insiders and by lobbyists.
Greitens ticked off several major priorities: banning legislators from taking meals, entertainment, and travel from lobbyists, expanding a cooling-off period before legislators can lobby, and amending the Missouri Constitution to apply term limits to all statewide officials. At this early point in the legislative session, the term limit and cooling-off period bills haven't gone terribly far in the process. But a bill largely curtailing lobbyist freebies passed the House fairly quickly and nabbed support from top Republican leaders like House Speaker Todd Richardson of Poplar Bluff.
The combination of things that we're trying to do to improve overall the culture here in Jeff City will improve the environment here. And beyond that, I think it's just the right thing to do.
Lawmakers have been trying to rein in lobbyist freebies for quite some time. Detractors of the practice say it gives representatives of powerful interest groups a slice of time that wouldn't be afforded to ordinary citizens. Even some lobbyists like former State Representative Rodney Hubbard are not exactly enthusiastic about catering to lawmakers' whims. Here's what he had to say in 2015.
80 or 90% of people you ever talk to about an issue are already where they're going to be anyway. And so when it comes to the wine and dining, it takes up a lot of your time. You know, you could be at a baseball game, you could be at a football game, but most people would rather be out with their families.
Despite some early legislative momentum, there's no guarantee that lawmakers will end up passing ethics-related bills this year. Efforts to pass strict lobbyist gift bans and longer cooling-off periods have often run into Senate opposition. Some lawmakers in that chamber, like Republican State Senator Dave Schatz of Sullivan, believe the public perception of lobbyists is misunderstood.
People have a negative connotation toward lobbyists. Lobbyists are people that provide information. And I think there's a misunderstanding sometimes about what a lobbyist does.
Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richards says he's supportive of tighter ethics laws. But the Joplin Republican emphasized that rules don't always stop people from behaving unethically. He recounted a threat he made to his colleagues when he was Speaker of the House.
If you do something to embarrass me or your other members, I will strip you of all your committees. I will strip you of your parking spot. And that lasted about 2 hours. And some of these guys started acting up again.
Richard says lawmakers need to exercise self-control and hold themselves accountable.
I do know right from wrong. I do know that, you know, don't do something your mother wouldn't want you to do.
In any case, House and Senate leaders say they're beginning their ethics push early to haggle out disagreements before session ends in May. And with a Republican governor nudging them forward, the GOP-controlled legislature may have a little extra urgency to get ethics bills past the finish line. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.